I'm Nathan Baylor.
I'm Caleb Plouston.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Minimal Filters.
They say that men will do absolutely anything but go to therapy. Well, we proved those people right by making this fucking podcast. Welcome to episode 33 of Minimal Filters. On today's show, we debut two brand new segments. On top of going over our Stanley Cup Finals predictions, we will introduce our MF of the week, where we simply give a shout out to someone who deserves it or doesn't deserve it. We then will have our first edition of Street Talk, where we call our friends and simply confuse them by asking them questions that make absolutely no goddamn sense. We then drench the show off with our shower thoughts of the day. Take it away.
As always, this podcast is brought to you by Adam and Eve, the number one source for adult toys in the world. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item. Bring more pleasure and more satisfaction into your bedroom. Spice it up a bit. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything that you desire. In order for this to work, just enter the offer code MFERS at checkout. That's all capitals, M-F-E-R-S. And you'll get 50%. That's half off any item plus 10 free gifts, which is 3 bonus items. Random shit. 6 free movies, which is probably hardcore porn, and free shipping. That's 10 free gifts. Just use code MFERS, that's M-F-E-R-S in all capitals, at adamandeve.com. This is an exclusive offer for just this podcast. So for 100% free shipping, free goodies, and a discount, use code MFERS at checkout. And also, Bales, you said debut again, which I've told you 1,000 times. The debut. T is silent.
Debut?
Debut.
Nah.
Yeah, like, hey, it's, he,
why is the T in the word then?
He debuted in the NHL today.
He debuted. Yeah, you can hear the T.
Okay, whatever. You're right.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Yeah, all right, Bills. What's up?
Not a lot. Another weekend. Another weekend in the
weekend
books.
Passed. That will never get back.
Yeah, just another waste of my time. I'd say we put a poll up on our Instagram in regards to going out versus camping. And if there's one thing I've learned over the last few weeks, and including maybe one weekend last summer in particular, it's not even competition at this point. My old soul takes camping with a smaller group of friends over going out and acting pretentious for an entire night at a club.
1,000%.
For, honestly, if we were to sit down and list pros and cons, there's probably fucking 9 reasons why it's better. And the biggest one is it's cheaper.
Only 9?
Yeah.
I would say there's 9 reasons per...
Per big reason,
per reason,
per topic of reasons.
I'd say it's a 9-to-1 ratio of good reasons for camping as opposed to going out.
That's fair. Completely fair.
Like a 9-to-1 ratio.
But yeah, so yeah, it's camping over going out. And this, like you said, your old heart, when we were 18, 19, it was cowboys. It
you got to do it though. You got to go through that cowboys phase.
You do.
You legally have to.
And I'm so happy I'm out of it, even though I did both last weekend. But it was because I had a friend out from town, or from Edmonton, not from town. And I wanted to show him everything. Wanted to give him a night of camping and a night of downtown. And it was fun. But camping, Friday and Saturday, I was able to wake up, crack a beer, and just not worry about anything the rest of the day. Of course, I went out on a fucking Saturday downtown when I worked on a Sunday. So just
as you should. Yeah.
The main difference, too, is that the next day just feels so much worse when you go out downtown clubbing than when you do camping.
Yeah. Let's just be very hypocritical here, though, but we're going out Friday.
Yeah.
Let's just be hypocrites.
Fuck. Everyone, we're actually lying.
Yeah, we're
going
lying.
Going out is way better. Yeah, Bales, why are we going out Friday? Where are we going Friday?
It's a summer kickoff party. I think everyone will by now knows where it'll be at.
The summer
kickoff. It's the summer kickoff party at the back alley of all places, the only place to be on a Friday night.
And it's us. It's back alley is a place where everyone in fucking Calgary goes, but we are kicking off.
Boys will be boys. It's a Friday night.
Yeah.
Everyone be there at the back alley. If you want to come for some pre-drinks, let us know. You're welcome to come.
We're not going
to
give our address out like I did one time by accident almost on the podcast. But yeah, boys will be boys. Summer kickoff party at back alley. Friday, June 17th. The power hour on Friday from 7 p.m. till 9:30 p.m. $3 drinks. But all night long, there's an MF'er shot special.
There's an MF'er shot of the night. I'm not going to tell them what it is.
What you guys should do is you should buy a round And then you should
buy a round, give us one, and we'll tell you what it is.
Or you buy a round, then you'll guess, and then if you can't come to a conclusion on what it is, you can buy another round.
But if you do guess it, reward yourself by ordering another round.
Just never stop buying.
Just have
drinks.
The MF-er shots of the night. But I don't know why I'm saying but. And, because it's a good thing, giving away some free merch.
We're giving away probably $1,000 worth of merchandise.
It's worth upwards of $10,000 at this point.
Yeah, it's worth that much. What we paid for is probably like $1,000.
Yeah, no cap.
What are we giving out? Maybe
just some tees. Yeah. We sold out the hats because everyone loves the hats, obviously.
Yeah.
Maybe
we'll chuck a hoodie out there.
We'll think about it.
If 1,000 people reply to this podcast saying they're coming, we'll bring a hoodie.
Yeah, sure deal.
And we'll keep track too. 1,000 people.
That's that. Be at the back alley Friday night.
Yeah.
It's gonna be fun. MF-er shot of the night, free merch. Can't get any better than that.
Before we move on, I'm actually gonna check quickly what the poll is at on Instagram for that whole entire weekend compared to going out. Let's just say the back out doesn't count as going clubbing. It counts as just having fun.
It's an experience. Having fun. That's what it is. That ain't clubbing.
As of right now, it is. Holy fuck! The camping to clubbing ratio. Bills.
What's our percentages? I'm gonna say it's like 90-10.
Dude, 98% to 2. 50 people said camping, 1 person said clubbing. Should we call them out?
Yeah, call out the 1 person for clubbing.
I don't even know who it is.
Just say their name.
No, we're not saying the name because I don't know who it is. And now I sound like a dick if I don't know who this is. It was Bales.
It was me. Yeah.
Bales said,
well, I said that.
What that means is that no one prefers clubbing. But like I said, the back alley is not clubbing. It's an experience.
Yeah, all right.
Put that on a t-shirt.
Yeah, well played. all right, our first segment of the day. For those of you who don't like hockey, fuck off. For those of you who like hockey, you can also fuck off because I'm not a people person. So the Stanley Cup Finals are among
us.
Among us?
Yeah.
They've arrived. I don't think that's the word I'm supposed to use. Amongst? No, that ain't it.
They're among us.
Upon us.
The Stanley Cup playoffs are...
They're here.
They're here.
All right, they're here. My Edmonton Oilers lost... They almost had Colorado. It's close.
It was really close. Actually, it wasn't.
The great part about that is Edmonton didn't lose in 5, which means you still have to ask people. So what I was thinking is you should actually do it at the back alley on Friday. We can do it in the smoke pit or something.
Okay, actually, that went
we'll outside. That might be perfect.
True. That's another way you can like, who the fuck are you? Like, oh, we actually have VIP here.
Yeah, it's
come
our.
Come buy us around.
It's literally our night.
Boys are back. Hey, it's us from the Boys Are Back. Boys will be boys.
Boys will be boys. The boys are back. I will. Do you want me to give my? No, you can go first. Your expert analysis is usually shittier than mine, so you can go ahead.
My analysis for the upcoming, for the finals?
For the Stanley Cup Finals.
For the Tampa Bay Lightning versus the Colorado Avalanche Stanley Cup Finals. Every single analysis I have given, while sounding honestly kind of intelligent, having some actual legit knowledge about this, I have been wrong in every single fucking prediction, more or less.
I've been right, don't mind. I'm a fucking genius.
I got the one I got right. Like, I had these two coming to the finals. I had them winning their respective series, but I had, obviously, the series in total games wrong by a couple. But in all honesty, Bales, I think fucking Tampa Bay has got it again. I wish with all my fucking heart that Colorado will, but if you look at the fucking three-headed monster and basically Kucherov, Stammer, and Point, is Point even fucking back?
We don't know if he's playing yet.
Exactly. Yeah. Or if you look at fucking Landeskog, Rantanen, Makar, McKinnon, those four, I guess there's obviously Hedman on the other team too. Goaltending. That's when it's going to come. Vasilevskiy is, honestly, statistically-wise, probably the best playoff performer
of Russian.
All time.
He's a Russian.
And who do they have fucking... We don't even know who's starting for Colorado.
Yeah.
Like, this is a shit show in the Avalanche territory.
It's unbelievable.
Like I said, I hope that Colorado can, but what I think is going to have to happen for Colorado to win is it'll have to be high-scoring games because... Kemper and who else?
Franco.
They're both going to give up probably... I bet it'll be 3.4 GAA, roughly, for each goalie of the
Colorado.
Wow, that's Colorado.
Pretty specific.
They're going to give up 3 to 4 goals a game, which means Colorado has to score 4 or 5 in order to win, which is so hard to do on Vasilevskiy.
Mm-hmm. I'd agree with that.
Especially
good luck scoring
they just
on Vasilevskiy.
They just won 4 straight. Both teams have won 4 straight.
Yeah. Holy fuck. All right. So you got Tampa in how many games?
I have Tampa in 7.
All right.
Would that be home game?
I'm not sure who's got home. I don't think so. No, I don't think so. I think Colorado does.
Really?
Colorado's home ice. All right. I have Tampa in 6. My reasoning is... over 6.28 million people got COVID in the state of Florida, while in the state of Colorado, only 1.49 million people got it. So I'm taking Team COVID. Tampa Bay is taking it, baby.
Okay, but shouldn't that be percentiled into how many population they have? So you say what percent of the nation got it and how? You
know. No, it's just there's more people, which means the Lightning were more likely to get it.
You're totally right. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
and think about it. Their immune systems are going to be so much stronger than those on Colorado. So like they're going to like literally be stronger humans than the Avalanche players. So
I'll tell you what. The only way Colorado wins is if Vasilevskiy is injured.
They simply like here's the thing. Tampa knows how to win.
They've won fucking 13 series in a row.
And if there's one thing I know, there's one thing I've learned after watching the new season of Stranger Things, it's that Russians are some diabolical people and they are able to do some whack-ass shit. And that's what Vasilevskiy's about to do.
And he's 6 foot six, 240 pounds. That helps. The net doesn't change size based on your size. The net's the same size as other goalies too. And he can fucking fill the whole damn thing.
Yeah. All right. So I got Tampa in six. Kale?
Yeah. Tampa in seven.
What happens when we play outside? We become healthier, both mentally and physically. We become more creative and more focused. We connect with nature, each other, and ourselves. Let's Take This Outside, a new podcast hosted by me, Marianne Iveson, an aspiring outdoor athlete and nature lover. I speak to athletes, outdoor professionals, and scientists about their connection to nature, how it affects their performance and everyday life. Let's Take This Outside, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Podcasts, and at letstakethisoutside.ca.
I like it. Let's transition here. Next segment, MF'er of the Week. So, brand new segment, very excited. Sometimes I'm going to rip people. Sometimes I'm going to give them a quick shout out.
Sometimes both.
Other times I might just give a shout out to, I don't know, Beard Arts or something. I don't know. Whatever I'm feeling that week, they
whatever,
get a shout out.
Whatever thing in the world deserves to be the MF'er of the Week.
Exactly. And the whole world's going to be watching us for who we choose every single time.
And
so
yeah, it could, like I said, it could be a person, it could be a thing, it could be
you never know
a color. It could be literally any possible thing. It's our podcast, our rules.
Yeah,
we decide what to do.
Yeah,
Bales,
all right.
Who's your MF'er of the week?
All right. So for those of you who haven't seen the video, I will repost it on our Twitter and Instagram. But my boy Connor McDavid, he was spotted.
He's a bad MF'er.
He was spat. Ooh, that wasn't English.
He's spat.
He was spotted on video with another woman holding hands, who was not his girlfriend, who he's been with for multiple years, and who, if you haven't seen the videos, like gave tours of the house, designed his house, actually, the girlfriend did.
She's literally a designer.
She's a baddie. So was the girl he was with, though. So I mean, props.
She's hotter, I think.
Now, but with him being like my lord and savior, I will not be accusing him of cheating or anything like that. Mm-hmm. However, it has not surfaced yet that him and his girlfriend, like the blonde one, the one he was allegedly with, there's no evidence of them breaking up or anything like that.
There's also no evidence that they're not in an open relationship.
Yeah, so
they could be swingers. Connor McSwinger.
That's what makes McJesus not only a fucking dog, but also my MF'er of the week. So.
Right. That's a good example of a bad MF'er. But
I don't know. I feel like after watching the video, it kind of just like he wasn't really close to the girl. I feel like it was just a friend taking care of him because he did look
close
hammered.
They were holding hands.
You've never held hands with a friend?
But that's possible. But you said they weren't close. That's literally as close as you can humanly possible be.
Physical contact. If you're religious.
You're right. It's like soaking.
Soaking.
Whole warm thing all over again.
Soaking's closer than holding hands, if you think about it. Kale, who are your...
No.
You have one or two?
I got quick comments still on this David guy.
Go ahead. Who is this
guy? I have seen many, many comments back him up to the point where, one, either that video is from 2017, which I do not believe. It's definitely a recent video. But that girl in the video, her name's Lauren. Connor and her dated when he was in high school.
Ooh.
So...
controversial.
Is that a... hey, sweetheart, it's been fucking...
Where'd you find this information? Twitter?
Facebook comments. Which, I don't know what that says much.
Yeah, pretty accurate.
But...
always trust Facebook.
It makes you wonder, did Mr. McDavid... because it was in Toronto. It was in Toronto, this video service. It's a Toronto strip, I guess. Did he hit up his ex from 5 years ago saying, hey, having a fucking rough go. My team's been out of playoffs. We just can't get a... we cannot make it. I'm going out. Do you want to hold my hand and maybe make out in the taxi on the way home?
I don't know.
Or did maybe they run into each other and she was just being a good.
She was being a good Samaritan, they had a good great friend. Breakup.
She was being a good, just holding his hand so he didn't get hit by a fucking car. He's walking on a street.
You know, you and I don't really know this, but apparently when you break up with someone, you can actually be on good terms every once in a while.
There's a chance.
There's apparently that's something that happens in the real world.
When people break up, yeah. You can still.
So that's.
People, there are healthy breakups in this world.
Yeah, we wouldn't know. But
I don't know. I didn't know that until I read that on Facebook.
Yeah, until
too.
I read. Yeah. So, I mean, you never know. I want to give him the benefit of the doubt. Mm-hmm. So, Kale, please go ahead. Take it away.
I have two MFers of the week, which is also allowed because this is actually called MFers of the week, not MFer.
We actually make whatever we want to do.
Yeah, it's our podcast.
It's our podcast. So,
golf. Golf is golf. The MFer of the week.
Very sports answer.
And for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, I feel like some probably don't, honestly, because golf's, I mean, not really this podcast sport, but golf is done. The PGA Tour is soon to be no longer a thing. Golf is going to be, and what I mean by this is the Saudi Arabians, which hopefully that's not derogatory by any means. It doesn't sound like
that's
it is.
That's like me calling you Canadian, so okay. No, it's not. It's not derogatory.
Okay, what was that, the Saudis or the Arabs?
Just call them the Saudi Arabians.
The Saudi Arabs, they have access, they have, it's oil money out there. It's not oil money. Saudi Arabian, that's oil money.
Yeah, it's oil money out there,
they
yes.
have fucking, they're the richest, it's the richest fucking area. They have stolen some of the PGA Tour, some of golf's best names, transported them over to Saudi Arabia, and have just literally created a whole entire new golf league that is now in head-to-head competition with PGA. It's been around for over 100 years. Mm-hmm. Dustin Johnson, $150 million. Phil Mickelson, $140 million. Someone else. Brooks Koepka apparently might. Cameron Smith might.
DeChambeau
just did. He's like $200 million. They've literally fucking forked out over $1 billion in guaranteed money just to fucking be seen on TV golfing with literally college athletes.
It ain't bad. I take the deal in a heartbeat. I hate, as much as there's bad reputations around how these Saudi Arabians make their money. That's money that sets up your family for literally right, ever. Right. Do you realize that amount of money can literally like span
five generations? Yeah, that's when it becomes the thing too. Like, when does it become selfish, or when does it become? Because these golfers, they more or less owe their fame and their success to the PGA Tour, because the PGA Tour gave them a platform to show themselves.
Yeah, but whatever league, I'll argue that is that like if whatever league there was at the time. Like if there was a different league, like at the time growing up, that's where like the best golfers are going to be noticed no matter where they are. And the reality is the PGA had a monopoly on the entire like industry itself. So that's exactly why, like that's the problem is that's why the PGA is so upset. Cause they had, it was like the NCAA when they used to have like a monopoly on the players in NCAA.
Right.
Remember that? Like, yes. And now the players actually make money based on popularity. So now like these guys are making an absurd amount of money. It's basically like, what's the movie called? It's basically like The Outsiders, right? Like there's the Socs and then there's the Greasers.
Yeah.
The Socs is LIV Golf.
Facts.
And then the PGA is the Socs right now. And basically what's happening is all the golfers start off as Greasers, but now they're converting to Socs.
I miss that movie, actually. That's a great representation of the LIV and PGA battle.
Thank you.
In the end, who won? In the Outsiders Bells?
Greasers did.
Exactly, which is PGA.
Yeah, but Johnny died.
You're right. Which is basically fucking DJ and... I don't know, man. Let's just fucking move past. All I was at
Who
fucking
knows?
Golf is the MF for the week because golf, even though McIlroy, our fucking hero, our sweetheart, just won this tournament, I think golf is going to be pretty fucked.
Yep.
My other MF of the week is a good MFer. And it's Miles Teller.
I don't know what Miles Teller did.
Bales. You haven't seen Maverick yet, right?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
That's fucked up. Miles Teller is the sexy guy with the mustache dancing on
well,
the beach.
Yeah, but I haven't seen the movie yet.
But you've seen the TikToks. You've seen the trend.
I don't use TikTok. I'm not a child.
Okay, well, then I'll speak to everyone here who's listening, except for you. Miles Teller, who is Rooster, Bradley Bradshaw, he's... Tom Cruise and him are basically the two main characters.
He's Goose's son.
Yes. First of all, Maverick itself is basically the MF of the week, but Miles Teller, I'm saying, is. Miles Teller is literally every single female aged 18 to 70, the Man Crush Monday.
Yeah.
There's one thing I want to say, though, is that every girl out there right now who's saying that, oh, I loved Miles Teller before this movie. I loved him when he was ugly in those shows. They're lying.
They're liars.
Miles Teller, he's known, but you cannot sit in a pool of this, or you cannot sit in a certain group of people that actually think you have, that you're in the right saying that you were a fangirl before this movie came out. Because I didn't see you posting videos beforehand. Mm-hmm. Now you are. Now that he has his mustache, his nice curly perm hair, his aviators. Bales, the fact that you haven't watched it yet does kind of fucking suck, because I really want to spoil it right now and talk all about it, which means you basically have to watch it by next podcast so we can talk about it. But I'm telling you right now, it is my top five of all time movies.
Top five all time.
I couldn't sit you through my top five, but I'm saying if I was to list all my movies I've watched, it is guaranteed top five, maybe even top three. There's not one bad moment, and there's about fucking an hour and a half straight of you sitting on the edge of your
seat.
Does
it beat Avengers Endgame?
No.
Okay. That's all I need
to Action-wise, it's my favorite kind of action because I love kind of like those war battle movies and guns.
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
Endgame, yes, there's guns, but not the same kind of guns.
I know what you mean by that. Yeah.
Right. So my good MF for the week is Miles Teller. His girlfriend, too, has just been like feeding into the trap. She's like posting like thirst traps of him. Actually, his wife, not girlfriend, which is awesome. You could be that kind of girlfriend to be like, oh, fuck, I'm jealous and say that everyone loves your boyfriend. Why is he getting all this attention? It should be me giving him attention. It should be me getting attention. But she's that good wife, that good girlfriend.
That good, good.
The one who's like, you know what? Fuck it. My husband is hot. I'm going to post him even more so he can get more clout, probably make us more money with his next movie he's going to be in. But he's one hell of an actor, and he's my good MFer of the week, Miles Teller.
All right. And
sexy fucking man.
You mentioned thirst traps. Basically, what we're about to do is we're about to trap our friends and our family with our newest segment, Street Talk.
Yeah.
The concept is simple. We're going to confuse the person on the other end of the phone by asking them a question or questions. In the future, we'll be doing this in person and on the street, hence the name Street Talk. Kale, would you like to make the first phone call?
Sure. I'd love to. Hey there, bye.
Good, you?
What's going on?
Oh, you know, I'm playing some Rocket League.
That's sick. How was work today? Or did you get rained out?
Well,
but it's kind of clutch, though. We've been making money this week like no one else will.
Yep.
So, quick question.
Yep.
What do you think would happen?
What?
Like, remember, like, on the weekend? Like, what do you think will happen?
On the
weekend? Okay, but, like, this thing. What do you think is going to happen? What do you mean with what?
What do you think's gonna happen?
Skiff. Use your head. What do you think is going to happen? Like about everything.
About the past weekend?
I'm just fucking with you. Never mind. Bye.
Nice. I'm just fucking with you. Bye.
I fucking love that.
The kid. Past weekend. His brain was a little slow there. Holy fuck.
I knew he'd be fucking just brain mush.
Oh, my God. Okay. good job. I'm going to call my mom next.
Hi.
Hey, Mom.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing today?
I'm okay. Thank you.
I have a question. What do you think will happen if the dog went over and then ate, and then he decided to ride the scooter? If the dog went over and he ate, but then he decided to ride the scooter, what would happen?
You mean yourself?
What would happen if the dog went over and then he ate? The dog would die? The
what kind of trivia question is that?
What the fuck is happening right now?
The dog went over, decided to eat, and then rode the scooter.
Yeah.
What's so confusing about that?
Why would he fucking die?
What dog?
All right, bye.
Oh my god.
Sorry, Mom.
Sorry.
All right, Kale, your turn.
Yep, my turn. One more for me. Hey. What up? All right, good start. You just at home or what?
Yeah.
Just fucking having dinner.
For what?
So are you having dinner?
I just did, yeah.
Nice. Question for you. How many miles do you think you put on your car going to and from U of C? Like a week. Like how many kilometers you put on?
Well, I don't know. How far is it there?
I don't know. I don't fucking, I can't really, I don't
just
know.
Just keep asking the
question. You drive every single day. Let's just, like, hypothetically, roughly probably like 10 kilometers there and then 10 back. So like 20 a day.
5 kilometers there, so.
Right.
In like a full semester, like,
yeah,
like 20, 30 hours or 30 clicks.
Okay, so let's just say if you were to fill up your gas tank and let's say three or four of them grabbed onto each, would you make it all the way to Indus twice?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah, I do.
Oh. Huh. Well, how many would it? Yeah, like if you fill up and like three or four grabbed onto each, would you make it to Indus twice?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Perfect. All right. Thanks. Okay. Bye.
What the fuck? He has no idea what's going on. There's no way.
That didn't work at all.
Yeah. Like, I think he's too dumb to like recognize what's happening.
I think I picked the wrong guy. I think I, like, fuck.
For the record, my mom texted me. It said, "You're an asshole." So just thought I'd toss that out there. All right, I'll do one more call here.
One more?
Yeah. Yo, what's up?
Hey.
What are you doing, little man?
Just chilling. What are you up to?
Just chilling. Probably going to watch the new season of Peaky tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Quick question. Why do you think that when there is in fact way more girls with nice butts than boobs, but not on Mars?
So they're not on Mars?
Why do you think that when there is in fact way more girls with nice butts than boobs, but not on Mars?
I hate him.
What did you just fucking say?
That's my opinion on the subject.
The answer is more butts on Mars, by the way. It's an easy riddle. It's an easy riddle, buddy. Figure it out.
Wait. Say the riddle one more time.
Why do you think that when there is in fact way more girls with nice butts than boobs, but not on Mars?
Oh, I get it. It's butt on Mars. Oh, that's kind of clever.
Okay, bye.
Oh, I hate him.
Holy
too, man.
Fuck. Jesus, could it go any?
We gotta pick people that we actually like. Cause I hate.
Could it go any worse?
That couldn't have gone actually any worse at all. Benny texted me saying he was so fucking confused. Jesus.
All right. That's that. That's street talk. It'll be a lot better when we're in person because people like look at our face and probably try to punch
us.
We're
just giving like a fucking quick little kind of.
That's a teaser.
A little teaser.
That's a teaser for street talk because I can't wait to like look in people's eyes and be like, no, sorry, bud.
No cap.
All right. Short pod today. We're wrapping up. We're right around 30 minutes already. Get to our shower thoughts of the day.
Before, speaking of shower, Calgary's flooding, guys. As this podcast started, as it finished, Calgary has officially flooded.
It ain't bad. Yeah, I mean, I had a friend of mine who texted me. She actually said, make sure you be careful with all the flooding. I said, I'm fine. I know how to swim. So I don't know why she was freaking out.
Fine. But I was driving quite a bit today. And from like 11 this morning
it hasn't stopped torrential downpouring. I'm on my way here. For those of you who For those of you who have me on Snapchat, you'll see someone literally fucking everyone's.
Yeah,
going
but
like
Kale,
one
what about those people who don't have you on Snapchat? What about them?
Then I'll tell them. Which I was about to do, but then you interrupted me. There's everyone on Glenmore Heritage fucking merge was going like 1 kilometer an hour. And then, because there was like literally probably 4 feet of water. It went up to like underneath my grill.
Holy fuck.
I know. And someone came ripping around the corner and just splashed everyone. It was so sick.
As you're supposed to.
But yeah, that's basically the whole city. And it's this is day one out of 6 days in a row. So Calgary flood of 2013, round two.
Coming. Yeah, no fucking doubt. No doubt. All right, shower thought of the day.
Shower.
Kale, go ahead.
So, Bells, it's kind of like a question that will go into a shower thought, okay?
Okay.
And don't answer like an idiot. Answer like you actually are, okay? Because I need you to answer properly.
All right. So pretend you're like an actual person who I have respect for and would give them an honest answer if they ask me a question.
Okay, I will pretend that. If you cut open...
No, who are you going to be?
Michael Strahan.
No, I don't respect him.
Why?
Because of his tooth gap.
Fuck. Yeah, you're right. Okay, Hugh Hefner.
Don't know who that is. Can't respect him.
Bruce Buffer.
Don't know who that is. Can't respect him.
What? Hugh Hefner's Playboy Bunny?
Can you choose someone better?
I don't know. That French guy that is in the gym in the basement with us at our apartment.
All right, I respect him. He hits calves like seven times a week.
Okay, so if you, in our apartment building, if you cut open our faucet in our bathroom, pretty gross. It's probably pretty gross. Would you lick the inside of it?
Probably not.
Yeah, so why would you drink the water from it? What's the difference? There's zero difference.
Oh my God.
Right? People.
Why would you saw it open though?
People think licking the inside of like a hose or a pipe, like, ew, disgusting. Never do that. Like licking it. But there's zero difference in the water running through it and you just chugging it.
If you want to talk about this like physics wise, water like passes through something, it collects less like of the bacteria than it would if it was just sitting there.
Nope. Cohesion, buddy.
Huh?
Cohesion.
What's that?
Two water molecules in conjunction with one another.
My shower thought of the day.
Fuck you.
Kale, I want you to answer this. I want you to answer this question, but...
As if I respect that person across.
Yeah, so just pretend it's me sitting across from you.
Pick someone, Bills.
Barack Obama.
Absolute nothing but respect.
Yeah, exactly. You know how fucking Barack annoying... Obama. You didn't let me speak?
Yeah.
You can do an impression first, and then I'll...
What should I say? Tell me a sentence I'll say as Obama.
As Obama? Yeah.
Other than just like...
Say... the cow...
The cow! Oh, that was so bad.
And the horse created a horse owl.
The cow and the horse created a horse owl.
Nice.
Not bad.
I like it. Nice. All right. But you know how fucking annoying alarm tones are?
Yeah.
I hate that I'm saying this, Kale, but alarm tones are technically your theme song because it marks the beginning of a new episode every single day.
Wow. Then I this is probably the shittiest fucking show ever.
My alarm tone. You want know about that butthole?
Why would we play a fucking annoying noise? Like that's the worst way to wake up. Why don't you play like a nice, lovely song? And the answer is because you'll probably not wake up and you'll think you're just
exactly. When I was younger, I actually I had a flip phone. And
beauty.
I think this was when I was
when you were younger.
I want to say when I was like 12 or 13. And I had one song download on it, and it was "I'm Bringing Sexy Back" by Justin Timberlake.
Nice.
That was not only my ringtone but also my alarm tone. So I woke up to that. So no wonder I turned out to be a douchebag because I woke up to that song the whole time while I was 13 years old. So
that's why you're the way you are now. That's why you're the greatest person on earth.
Exactly.
Everyone respects you.
Yeah, well, I couldn't have said it better.
Awesome. Well, yeah, that is very, very true. And alarms, now that I think about it, I might change mine to something nice for tomorrow and just see if I wake up or not.
Yeah, that's a show. Episode 33, we are one-third of the way to being the GOAT, Wayne Gretzky.
Oh, right. I thought you were going to say one-third to 100, but that wouldn't be great. But you are right with...
Crite? It wouldn't be crite.
That's the cue.
That's it. All right. See you at the back out.
Love you all. Friday. Everyone Friday, be there, be square. Let us know if you're coming. Please, everyone come.
Peace out. Bye.
Come on, let's go to the Blue Hotel. I wanna live at the Blue Hotel.
The podcast that goes everywhere the imagination dares. It's for the open-minded, the pleasure seeker. It's Jeff Woods with the new podcast about relationships and sexuality, theme-based with special guests, Blue Hotel Hotline, and every episode climaxes with an adult bedtime story. Get a room and listen in at the Blue Hotel. Begins Friday, September 23rd. I'm Jeff Woods, and I'm shining a light on music and the rock stars who make it.
He just was one of those people. He stood out.
He was a magic guy. He really was a magic guy. We all have force. He had the same amount of force as we all have.
This was before Led Zeppelin. Robert was full on. I mean, he was Led Zeppelin without the band behind him. He had the hair, the jeans, the whole thing, you know. And he was amazing.
The Records and Rockstars podcast, heard around the world and yours to hear wherever you get podcasts. All the episodes from JeffWoodsRadio.com.